All right, tonight we're going to cover the second part of Resh Chav Ches, which talks about Gnevas Das. Last week we discussed all the general inyanim of Anoas Tavarim. Gnevas Das are broken down into two parts. It's Stam Gnevas Das, which we're going to concentrate on tonight, and then the latter half of the siman concentrates on Gnevas Das of Mekach HaMemkar, what you have to disclose, how to market an item, advertisement, etc. The Yishalmi in Sukkah says, in Perek Hei, Alach Avav, the Yishalmi says, Amr B'chiyah B'Abba, Aneva, why is the Kleishir, Aneva, why was it called Aneva? Amr Nikrishmoy Nevel. The Yishalmi says, because it's Malbin, other Kleishir. It embarrasses other Kleishir. The instrument of Aneva supersedes and is so much better than the other instruments that it embarrasses them, and therefore it is called a navel. Either I think the Pnei Moshe says maybe it has the same oisius, malbin, and navel. Others on the pshat that it's called navel because it's an inyan of a novel. Because it's malbin, the other klei shir, that's why it was called a navel. So Isaac Charif Mislanim asks the following kasha. If the reason why it's called navel is because it's malbin, other klei shir, then l'chayr would be more appropriate to either call it a menabel, it degrades other instruments, or even better, maybe it should even be called a malbin. It embarrasses other klei shir. Why is it called a navel as if it implies that it itself is a novel? And that basically is what the Rav Charif answers, and he says that when someone embarrasses someone else, someone does a nos tram to somebody else, aside from the fact that he lowers the other person, but in truth, he is the novel. In truth, he lowers and degrades himself even more. And that is why the clay shear, the navel, because it was so powerful and so beautiful that it was called a novel, it itself, it degraded itself by embarrassing other instruments. It's an inyan of Anoas Dvarim, what Gerada the Tzigah talks about, Mam Pnei Chaver Barabim as well, in this Anoas Dvarim. But I wanted to say, just be moisif on that pshat, with a shtuk of Havana. What is a novel? Nazino, it says that Klai Yisrael was called a novel. What's a novel? And the Ramban in Nazino says that a novel is the opposite of a nadiv. A nadiv is somebody who gives a matnas chinam. He pledges his time, resources, l'tayves hazulas, not for himself, but to help out others. That's a nadiv. A nadiv lay by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Mishkan. A novel is mamish the opposite. A novel is someone who has a favor. Someone did him a favor, and he's a kofi toiv. Klal Yisrael were kofi toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mative to them, and they were kofi toiv. Someone who gave to them a matnas chinam, and he doesn't reciprocate. Adarabah, he's coffee on that. He even could, sometimes it's just the nature that the people who are not Maksak Toiv, instead of being Maksak Toiv Faket, they excuse themselves and defend themselves. Why they're not being Maksak Toiv Faket? They'll even go out of their way subconsciously to even hurt the other person. That justifies their position. That's a novel. It means the opposite of a nediv is someone who gives a matnas chinam, and a novel is someone who has received a matnas chinam and does not reciprocate. The kleishir, the navel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a koyach to obviously a beautiful koyach in terms of music, in terms of sound. When it has that talent, it's supposed to use that talent l'toyves abayri. If it uses its talents in the wrong way, if it uses its talents to hurt somebody else, to hurt other instruments, obviously it's all a bechina, because instruments don't have feelings, but if it uses its talents in the wrong way, then it was a koyfa toiv on the toiva, on the hatava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. What we're going to deal with tonight is a form of Gnevas Das, that is, that you are mative to somebody else in a false way. You pretend to do somebody else a favor, or you care for somebody else, or we're going to see many examples where the person believes that you're sincere, and therefore you're going to vidaitai, that he has a feeling of akaris hatoiv, that he owes you one, because you are mative to him. And therefore he eventually will reciprocate to you. Now, had you been mative to him, that would have been great, and then he would reciprocate. But you are a false mative. You're going to daita that he should be mative to you back, and you really weren't mative to him initially. L'chayr, that's a kavachayma of a novel. It's even worse than a novel. A novel is someone who received the matana, received a toive, and doesn't reciprocate. Someone who sets it up in the first place to get a matana, to get something, and he has no intention of giving anything back. But not only that, he even sets the guy up to give it to him, only al das kein, because he thought you gave him something. So it was all false. He had no intention of paying him back, but you made it as if, as he thought, as the other person thinks that he got something from you, that's even worse than another. That's tonight's Indian of Gnevis Das. All right, let's start with the Mechaber. We're talking about Mechaber Reish Chav Ches Siv Vav. Also, Leramus Bnei Adam, B'mekach u'v'memkar, or lignuv daitam. You're not allowed to fool somebody, mekach u'memkar, or to steal their mind, to cause them to owe you one. Kegoy, em yesh mum b'mekhoi, if you have a mum in your item that you're trying to sell, tzorach l'hodiyo l'lokeach. If you have things that are second, things that are imperfect, a used item, there's mumim in it, you must disclose it to the lokeach, and if not, you're even Issa of Gnevis Das. What is Issa of Gnevis Das? Sorry? Broke Rose
has the same thing?
I'll get to the questions yet. I want to first get more into it and then we'll address it. But believe me, I'll get back to it. What's the meaning of Gnevis Das? It's Machlokes Rishonim of Gnevis Das is also Midrash or also Midrabbanan. And the different forms of Gnevis Das, some might be also Midrash, some might be also Midrabbanan. From many Rishonim, we see that it is an Issa Gnevis Das, is Issa Midrash, and they learn it out from the Pasuk of Loi Signoivo. Goes into the same love of Gnevis Mammon. Nichlal in that love is also Gnevis Das. The Rambam on this halacha, also the Rabbis Bnei Adam, Memeka Komemka, Lignov Daitam, Fezois, Saif it's Israel, Saif it's a Goy. There's an Issa Gnevis Das from that Torah to be Mata a Yisrael, or even to be Mata a Goy. That's the Shittus HaRambam. Even though, the Rishonim Radoch, even though the Pasuk of Leisig Noivo at the end says Ba'amisoi, so the Rishonim say that Ba'amisoi, which normally implies a Yid and not a Goy, it goes on other things in the Pasuk. But the Indian of Leisig Noivo, they have the Yukim in the Pasuk, is across the board, Sai Yid, Sai Goy, there's an Issa Gnevis Das. And it's going to be an Issa Doraisa. There's a Shittas HaTor in Shin Mem Ches, the Tor, the census took it out. There's a Shittas HaTor, maybe it's a Rashi on in Baba Kama Kof Yud Gimel, which is Mashma, that the Issa Mata, now again, we're going to divide it from, we're going to separate from Gnevis Das, but it's a Mata to fool somebody by getting something, by fooling him. The Issa of Hatah was only by Hatah Yisrael. If you Mata a Goy, there's no Issa. And come to Isan, it will be a makloik as Yishanim if there's an Issa to be Mata or Goy or not. So now there's a Gemara in Chulun Daf Tzadi Dal. The Gemara says, Amma Shmuel, there's also Larambas, also Lignuiv Das, Bnei Adam. And the Shmuel says clearly, even Das Abriz, I think the Lashon is. And Shmuel says clearly, even if it's a Goy. So what's the Chiluk Loi Tatur between Gnevis Das and Hator? What's the difference between Mata Akum and Gnevis Akum, and Gnevis Das Akum? And that you have to say, Akokul Leshita Sator, you have to say that there's one thing to be Mata a Goy, that he gives you something right now. You go over to, let's say, an insurance company, and you tell the insurance company you won't disclose to them certain facts, and therefore you'll be able to be eligible, you'll get onto the program. Or you go to a mortgage, a bank, and you claim that the house is for residential use and not commercial use, and therefore you get a better rate. That is Mata. And that would be the Machlok Zishoinim. Pasha is going to be a Sufik Issa Doraisa, where they allowed it to be Mata Akam. The Torah holds that Mata Akam is permissible. Gnevis Das, which is Lukuliyam also, is when you cause him not right now to give you something, you cause him to owe you something. You cause him to be in a way mishubet as an eved to you, that he feels indebted to you. That's different. That means you were stole the literal yegoinav daita. You stole his mind. In fact, to take it to an extreme, the Arayim, who's of the opinion, it's a shitas yachid, who's of the opinion that you're allowed to steal from an akam, you're allowed mamish gnevis moment is muta by a goy, says, however, to be goinav das akam is also midaraisa. Gnevis Das is much more severe than Stam Gneva. Mata Akum could be similar like the Tur, even less, a lower degree of Gneva. Even Gneva, the Tur holds is also by to steal from a guy. But to be Mata Akum, the Tur holds is Mutta. But to be Goyne Vdaite, that he should be indebted to you, that he owe you one, that you maxic toiva, that's going to be an Issa. And like I said, like Rav Rishonim, it's an Issa Doraisa. Now, you have a machlokes Rambam and Tur, if you're allowed to be matak. I want to go into this because it's unfortunate that it's widespread, too widespread. This machlokes, whether you're allowed to be matak, is 2 days, is brought down in the Rambam and Shemem Ches. The Rambam is not machriya. If you go through the Rishonim, you'll see about 10 out of 13 Rishonim hold that it's also to be mata a goy. And like I said, Roy Rishonim hold that it's an Issa deraisa. So you're dealing with a Suffolk deraisa where you have Ruba deruba Rishonim hold that's also a deraisa. Let no one fool you to say that it's a minig or whatever it is, that they, people clearly don't understand the difference between Toyes Hakam, Hafakos Havah, and Matakam. I'm only discussing right now Matakam. Different forms of Toyes Hakam and Hafakos Havah, there are coolest depending on the case. But Matakam is a severe issue. It's a, like I said, it's a Suffolk deraisa. To boot, on top of that, there's a Sefer Chassidim which says that anyone who's mata, even a das agoy, someone who's mata, anything that he benefits, anything that he derives from that at all, who's safer, he's going to end up losing it. He will not be able to maintain, he will not benefit from anything that came, duch ato. And he was even moisev that even if for some reason, he has a hatzlacha that he won't lose the money, but eventually his children will lose the money. The money that he derives benefit from duch ato will not remain the dairy dairies. And the Berak Goyla brings it down, the Berak Goyla in Shimem Ches over there on that halach where the Rambam brings down 2 days, the Berak Goyla says that Rabbim Hisua, who matzliach duch ato, they were mata akum, and he saw them. He can testify the seifai. At the end, they lost all their money. And he says, "Lidikis of Rabbim, he saw that when he had a toys akum, which is permissible, they were now ready to be mekadesh shem shemaim to give it back, and they were matzliach because of that schus that they had to be mekadesh shem shemaim." So, if we're maminim and we are maminim b'nei maminim, and we believe. And Pashat, even if we don't go into the halacha issue, but we believe in the Sefer Chassidim, that you're not going to benefit anything of it, so why do it? Unless a person needs like a free loan for a short period of time. But more than that, it's not going to be. He won't be able to hold on to the money. So there's no reason to do it. To appreciate the Berak Goyla's words, the Torah Tumim even brings it out. He says you have to understand who the Berak Goyla was. Berak Goyla was in the time of Tekufis, of rampant anti-Semitism. His town was exiled. He had to leave his town. He was persecuted. His family, I heard once, I didn't confirm that even one of his children were killed by Goyim. And after he came, the Berak Goyla writes this whole inyan on the halacha that one should not be mata a goy. And just to be misayim on this inyan, I would like to say over a smag. The smag in mitzvah say, ayin dalid. A beautiful smag. The smag says, "Kvaderashti legolus Yerushalayim Hashem besvarad olashar golius Edom. Ki ata sheherek hagolus yosemidai yesh liYisrael lahavdil mehevli ha'olam. Kaiso should be different. Velechois bechasamish alakadosh baruch hu emes." And the Klaiso should be maxic and emes such a loshaka, loyal Israel, veloy lagoyim, veloy la toysam, bishum inyan. Ulakadish atzmam af bemutalem, even if the aratayim, even if there's going to be a case which is zichamoto, they should be makadish atzmam af bemutalem, shenema sheis Israel, loyasa aval, veloy dabra chozov, veloy yimtu befim losh and tamris. Now, why is he talking about now that the ata shehera chagolis? I think he means for this inyan. Why is it only when the galus was long? He says, "Kushiyava Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lishim." When Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yetz Hashem bring the Kulu Shleima, Yoimer Hagoyim, the Goyim will say, "Bedin Asa." It will be a kiddush Shem Shemayim. They'll say, "Bedin Asa." The Kaiso was Nigal Kihem Anshe Emes V'Teris Emes B'Fiim. Avam Mivisnagu Im Hagoyim BeRamois Yoimer Ruum Asa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shabach Lechelka Ganavim Ramayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Goyla a cat of bandits. Voikosov, and he goes on and on to be dash and the importance and the issue that one should not be mata even a goy. I think there's a lot more to it, but I think that just there's enough here. It suffices already that a person should really avoid to be mata a goy and not rely on any leniency he might deem or might believe or might think that he has mikoyach that he sees it around him. the het of to be goinev daitoy, like we know it's goinev dat sazata, but the het of to be matakam is a very shvacha het, and we're dealing with a safek is a daraisa. Alright, let's go on to the makaba, to the what we want is really goinev das. Even if he's a guy, you should not be going of das by selling mabasa nevela becheska shchuta. What you do is, if you're in a butcher and you have a tray for meat, a guy walks into your store, perfect candidate, you'll sell him the tray for meat, you'll get rid of the tray for meat like that. You're now allowed to do that. And even if it's the same price, we're not talking about fooling him in price. What you ended up doing,
yes, we're going to see.
Let's just wait. I'll take questions at the end of this. I just want to get through this. Why can't you sell a cheska shuta? The reason is like this. A guy thinks that you like him so much that you're willing. Now, it's a dakasik, a form of gnevis das, but we can give it to more practical maisim. A guy thinks that you like him so much that you're willing to give him a something which is fit for you to eat, something which is shchuta, which is ksheir. There might be a mile of having kashrus. He thinks it's more pure, it's healthier, whatever it is. But even more, he thinks that it's something that was roi to you and you gave it away to him, becheska shchuta, when it was really nevela. So you made him believe that you're his friend. You did him. You were mative to him. You did him a taiva on something that was false. You never gave him that basa shchuta. You gave him basa nevela. You can have a case that something goes wrong in the kitchen, chulila, and you have a cleaning lady. You give it away. And she thinks, oh, she feels good. She got a nice, delicious supper tonight. And the reason why you gave it away is because it was treif. That will be a problem here of limkol abas nevel cheska shuta. Now, there are some who give a heter. Some who give a heter, machlekes vishayim, that the is only derech mechira. But if it will be derech matana, some would like to say that then it's permissible. Not because if you give them away as a matana, it's better. And is a gneivas das is not in the form of a matana. Avada, you can have gneivas das even by matana. But they would like to say that something that you gave them a matana, they anyway have to be maksak toif to you for the matana that you gave them. So whether it's a shchuto or a nevela, that dak is like a mila of above the great mila of getting a matana from you, that is not going to cause them to be maksak toive. That's not going to make a difference in the hachzakas toive to you. If they would like to reciprocate and do a better cleaning job in the house, they're not going to do a better job because it happened to be shkuta rather than nevela. That dakas dikamaila is appeals to the etzamaila of getting a matona. Others say, no, even then there's going to be an issa. But by mechira, where it's clear they paid for something and they think that they're getting something, and now you're giving them something more, that's going to be an issa, because they're being maksak toive to you, that they think, oh, you must like them so much, you're even willing to share with them something which is right for you, something which is shchuta, it's purer, it's better. I sold it to him. If it was a nevela, but it was really a nevela, so I was supposed to sell him a nevela. He's maksik toive that you're willing to share with him, you're willing to sell him something which is even kosher. Which is even kosher. Vice toys, then a guy didn't need the kosher. The people who had the kosher meat used to, I guess, need it for Gemara. Let me give you another marshal. Gemara has a marshal of a yarech. That there's a gid in the yarek, so the gid is a treif, you know that he did. Avada, but you should niko, you can remove the gid. Had you not removed the gid, and now you give this yarek away to the guy, and he thinks that, oh, that's a yarek that was already manuka, that already had the gid removed, so he thinks, oh, the guy went out of his way, and he was willing to share with me something that even though he was tereak, Rashi says, he was tereak to kasher it, to be manaka the gid, and he's still willing to share that with me, he's still willing to give it to me, and even sell it to me, but Lachay should give it to other Yidden, he's willing to give it to me, then he must feel me, he'd treat me as an equal with all of his other brothers, with all his other Klal Yisrael, and that's Achzokas Taifa.
He tells
us that anyone walks in there, but I'm trying to bring it back to that day. You want to say today, if there's no Achzokas Taifa, I hear, but that's why I'd rather take the case of a matona, like a cleaning lady, these type of things, situations, that you have Achzokas Taifa. Ramosha had a case where, I think this was the case, that a guy heard that al Kabbalah, a mezuzah, is the Shmir on Abayas. So he wanted to purchase a mezuzah from a yid. And the Yid came to a shayla to Rav Moshe, is he allowed to give him a pasul mezuzah? Actually, the shayla thing was, is he mechuyev to give him a pasul mezuzah? Because you have to treat the mezuzah b'kedusha, and if you're going to give him a kosher mezuzah, who knows, one day he might paint, throw it in the garbage, whatever will happen, he won't treat it with the proper kedusha. So you now let her give him a kosher mezuzah. So she's mechuyev to give him a pasul mezuzah. And Moshe says, how can you give him a pasul mezuzah? He thinks he's getting a kosher mezuzah, it's kneivus das. That's what Moshe writes. He thinks you're sharing with him one of your items that you use, and you're willing to give him a lamb on the inn to get this mezuzah, and you're going to be... And I don't know, Kabbalah, I don't know if a mezuzah is shomer goy. I don't know. But if it would be just a hatah mekach tois, like I said, it could be as machlokes, again, Rambam in the tour. But if it's Gnevis Das, it is going to be Maxa Kotoiva to you, that you're a Yid and you went out of your way to find him a good mezuzah to give him, that he should have the Shmira, and you're faking him out, that's the Akzakas Toiva problem of Gnevis Das. Sorry? Normally it's not a Tzloi Sechonim, but there are a lot of Heterim. One specifically led by a cleaning lady, that if you're going to derive benefit from giving her Matona, because she'll feel indebted to you to do a better job and she'll come on time or whatever it is, and then you're allowed to give her a Matona. Alright. Even to fake somebody out with words, you display of like as if you appreciate the person you're doing for him and you're really not doing it for him, it's also. What's the case? Ketzad. A practical case, Maisim B'choyoyim, definitely in the workplace. You're now let her pressure somebody and say, oh, come eat by me tonight, you have nowhere to eat, come eat by me, or a guy is coming to Lakewood for Shabbat and say, do me a favor, eat by me for a meal. And you know that he's already set up, he has no intention, he's never going to take you up on the offer. Why are you doing it? Well, you might doing it because it's nice to, I guess, social grace, but really your kavanah, ultimately your kavanah is that you want to show him that you're his friend and to be native to him, and now he'll owe you one, he'll be indebted to you, and he'll appreciate the friendship. And you don't, you know, tomorrow you might need a favor from him, and you're going out of his way today and being so nice to him, and that's going to be a form of Gnevis Das. And so too, you try to get him to take a matana from you, and you know he's not going to accept the matana, it's going to be the same problem. Now, to be medayik in the mechava, I'll make the diak, and we'll have to get back to this diak later on, but it sounds from the mechava that it's only also if you've been misarev, if you insist again and again. A one-time offer, you tell your secretary, oh, you know, how about coming to my house to eat tonight, or whatever it is, are you going to be in Lakewood, like I said, or any other type of... you tell her, you know, you could take it, or you offer her a package, a matana, that you know that she's not going to accept anyway. It sounds like it's only also if you're a yarbeloi or yisarevimo, if you try to insist more than once. But if I say just to suggest it once, it's permissible. And we'll have to know why, and we'll get back to it. V'lo yiftach, here's another example of the Gemara, v'lo yiftach chovius ha-psuchas l'chanvani. You should not, now, open a barrel. You have a guest, a chosh of a guest. So what do you do? Instead of giving him a barrel of wine which is already open, which might not be so fresh, you slice open a new barrel, you offer him a fresh barrel of wine. Now what's going to happen? He thinks, oh, he's mechubed because you're willing to risk spoiling another barrel just for him. Okay, must be he's very cautious. But what really happened, and what really happened was that it was a chavis ha-psuchas l'chanvani, which means that it was already contracted out. You have a customer, you've already contracted out with this customer that he's going to buy from you the barrel of wine, or let's say 3/4 of the wine in the barrel. So you have a definite customer, you're secure, you're taking no risk here. And what you do is, hey, someone walks in and you figure, ah, I'll be mechabed him, he'll feel good. And you, oh, for you I'm opening up a new barrel. You opened up a new bathroom, but you really didn't open it up for him because you knew you were guaranteed you had a customer to take the rest. So you gave the false impression that you're doing it for him. Avaita is going to be an issa of Gnevis Das. You must notify him, you did not open it up specifically for him. It was already contracted out, you took no risk. However, if it's something that he should have known, you're not doing it for him, and the person himself comes to the mistake, he himself is mistaken to think, to believe that you're doing it for him. What's the example? you meet someone on the way, you walk out of your house, you're ready to go on an errand, and you see a friend coming to your house, and he thinks, somehow, he thinks that you must have saw him from the window, whatever it is, you're going out to greet him. You don't have to say that, no, I'm not coming out to greet you, I'm bedafka going on an errand, I'm not interested in greeting you. That you don't have to say. What is the difference? Well, first, what this, I should really say over the Gemara, this last case of the Gemara was, it was an Amara coming to town, and there were two Amaraim leaving town, traveling to a different town, and they met on the way. And the person Taka went, and he, oh, you didn't have to be Mechavim me, you came to greet me, to be Malavim me. So one of the Amaraim said, no, I didn't come from you, we were anywhere going on our trip. So the other Amaraim told him, why'd you tell him for? Now he's going to feel bad. He thought, oh, he must be very cautious, and now you just bursted his bubble, and you aren't going for him. What do you have to tell him for? Why do you have to be maklish daitoy? So he said, I have to because I don't want to be even nisig nevis das. So he said, it's not a problem. Who hit it as atzmai? He made his own mistake. He thought that you're going for him. You never did anything to imply that you're going for him. We have to know what that means when you say it. But who hit it as atzmai? And you don't have to tell him. And not only don't you have to tell him, but you shouldn't have told him because now you're being machlish his das, you're letting him down. He thought that you were taka trying to be machadim. Now, the machlekes rishonim, what is the difference between this case? Well, what is the hagdora of who hit his atzma? In the first case of chavis, when you chop open a barrel, why don't you also say who hit his atzma? Did I tell him that it was not contracted out to somebody else? I opened up a fresh barrel, let's say in today, and maybe you open up a new milk. I have no idea how it would be. But you open up something for him. Did I tell him, bedafka, that I'm doing it for him, even though it was contracted out? All I did was the mice. I opened up a new barrel. Maybe who hit his atzma to think that I'm doing it for him when it was really contracted out? How come in that case, when I open up a chavis, we say that's gnevis das? But when I meet him on the way, then we say, oh no, that's who hit his atzma. Yeah, I didn't fool him. He fooled himself. He made the mistake himself. I'm not responsible. What is the chiluk? So the Rosh says, a one-liner, but the Rosh says that the case of fooling him on the way, we're going to see many applications that apply to it, but the case of fooling him on the way, the Rosh said is that there was a missing ingredient. How should he know that you knew that he was coming? He jumped to that conclusion. He sees you coming out of the city towards him. He jumped to the conclusion, must be that you knew and you're coming to him. Well, at the same time that he jumped to that conclusion, he could have jumped to the right conclusion, and that is that you didn't know he was coming and you were really going on your way for something else. So he was the one who added an ingredient into this maisa that caused him to make this toys. He added an ingredient that you knew and you really didn't know. Or you had meichateisa, you should know that he's coming to be malavim to escort him. So it's therefore who it is answer. But the case of the barrel, you walk into the guy's house, you see him, he sees you, and he opens up a new barrel, slices open a new barrel. That's it. That is a toya. What? It's the normal Taitzah of such a ma'isa, you're supposed to think, oh, he must have done that for me. What else did he do? He took the barrel and he sliced it open right when I came in. Must be he's doing it for me. There, I was allowed to make that toys. Sort of the toys was memela. So memela, that's considered he was mad to me, and he has to be mad to me that he's not doing it for me. But in the case of leaving the city, there it wasn't a dova memela. There he had to add something. He had to insert, oh, and you must have known that I'm coming. Oh, at the same time, why did he jump to that conclusion? He should have jumped to the right conclusion. So that's the Rosh's chilek. You can have a case, the Ran, however, and I'll give you a difference. The Ran, however, says a different story. The Ran says that no, the Isak Gnevis Das is only if you taka do a maisa to be mechabed yana. If you're not going to do a maisa to be mechabed yana, then Mimela, if he comes to that toys, that's considered toy. That's considered who it is, that's why. But the case of the Chavis, when you chopped open the barrel, you were trying to be mechabed him. You were trying to make him feel good. You're trying to make him feel good and was really contracted out. That's a problem of Gnevis Das. But the case when they walked out of the city, they had no idea that he was coming. They didn't try to be mechabed him. So therefore, who hit his atzma? He came to the own problem. And there's a simple nafkamina between the Rosh and the Ran, and I'll illustrate the difference. Let's say you only have one barrel in your house. That was your last barrel. The only barrel you have. A guest comes in and you chop open the barrel. Later Rosh is still a Nisa Gnevis Das. He has the right to believe that you did it for him. It's the normal step to take. When you see this mice, it's a normal conclusion to make, is that he did it for me when he was mechabed me, so that's a nisa gnevis das. Later on, if it was the only barrel you had, So you weren't doing it to be mechaber. You're doing it because your taka had to open up some wine for him. So then it wouldn't be a problem of gneivas das, because who hit his atzmak? He mistakenly believed that you did him a toiva. Let's say you go a simple maisa. You're in New York for a business trip. And at the same time, it coincides with a friend's chasana. No way in the world would you go to the friend's chasana and travel from Lakewood. But you're anyway in New York for a business trip, so you decide to stop in at the chasana. L'chairo, it's going to be a problem of Gnevis Das. He's going to come to the conclusion, the rightful conclusion, that you showed up in the chasana to taka attend. Let's say we're talking about, not that it's an extreme, that he knows he's not his friend anyway, and you'd never make the trip, must be you had something else coinciding with this. But let's say with some, you know, a friend that could go either way, maybe you taka made the trip, and you should know, people, when it comes to such a friendship, the Baal HaSimcha always, you know, is noted to believe that Yitaka is such a friend to come to his chasana. He would like to believe that, so he's old to make that choice. And you come to his chasana, you would be mechuyev to tell him that I'm not coming to your chasana alone. It coincided with a business trip. You don't have to make him feel bad. You can say, Baruch Hashem, it worked out that I had a business trip and I came to your chasana. But in absence of that, if you lead him to believe that you came all the way from Lake of his chasana, you're going to be... extra step, that ingredient, to say that, well, to say that you knew about it, and therefore he made the toys. So that's a toys who ate his chasana. Here, he knew that you knew of his chasana. He invited you. He sent you an invitation. So you're not going to have the rush at that. And you're talking coming there to be mechaberim. Perhaps you don't have the ran tzatzi. So you're going to be even this gneivas das if you don't notify him. You can have other maisim of gneivas das. Let me give you another case. Let's say you have a present. You bought something for somebody else and it's an imitation leather. And you don't want him to know that the matana that you're giving is imitation, so you peel off the sticker. Or some are even so kind enough to go to Zovite and take a sticker from something else, a genuine leather, and put it on this one. And you give him matana and you fake him out to believe it's genuine leather. That's going to be a problem of gneivas das. You're giving them something, a matana, but he feels that you are maxing him even a greater matana by giving him something which is genuine when it's really only imitation. What would you say to this story? Let's say someone who has an inn in a certain line or bought something on sale. You have a swarm sale, so when this swarm sale comes once a year, you go and you buy 10 bar mitzvah presents for the whole year at half price. So when over the year, during the course of the year, when you have a bar mitzvah, you'll give a present. Now the bar mitzvah bach or the family things, I must be very chashiv. You gave me the $50 minchas chinuch, not realizing that you really purchased it for $25. Will that be a problem of gneivas das? I would like to suggest that that's cholok from all these cases, and that would be permissible. And I feel the reason why is all these cases are yitaka doing something which is haram, something which is fake. Whether it's imitation leather, you're opening up this bow when he doesn't deserve it, whatever these cases are. Here in this case is yitaka did a windfall of a deal. Yitaka bought a chinuch half price for $25. Beautiful. The ma'aseh right now that the sale is over, or even during the sale, in Hilchos or not, I don't know, but when the sale is over, definitely right now this chinuch is worth $50. How you got the chinuch that's worth $50 is your business. But right now you have a chinuch worth $50, and you gave me that chinuch worth $50. If you gave me that chinuch worth $50, so I benefit from a matana, I derived a matana of $50, you were never going to me that. So you don't have to tell me how you got the matana in the first place. Right now, you gave up something which is shava kesa of $50, and you gave me that matana, so therefore you have a right that I should be maxed to you a toiva of $50, because that's the value that you gave me. Should l'mashal you bought this chinuch at a discount because it was somehow defective, there's some pages missing or a printing mistake, I got him a mitzvah present, a shas, and like 2 years later I found that one mesechta was terribly damaged. I don't know, I'm not being cautious, but if that would be the case, that that's why you got it at a discount because it was defective, yeah, and yes, then when you give it as matana, you have to notify the person, it's defective, I gave you matana, but don't think it's worth this much, it's only worth that much because it's somewhat defective. I think it would be a chiluk. I wanted to just bring out another heta, major heta, which is important to know. The Gemara says the case of Ula, when he was Pesach Chavyas, the Gemara says that Ula's, I think this is the way it goes, Ula and Rabbi Yehuda, he was mechaber him and he opened up a new barrel of wine for him. And it was already, this was mamish the case, it was very psuchus lechenvani. It was already contracted out to a chenvani. And he made him feel good, he was mechaber him, he opened up this new barrel. And so the Gemara has a kasha, how are you allowed to do that? You're faking me out, you're causing him to be a maxak toiva bechinam. So he said, no, I would have done it anyway. Even if it wouldn't have been contracted out, I'm sincere about my kibbutz. I want to do it anyway. Happens to be it's contracted out. Happens to be he'll take out a toiva that I'm not doing taka. He'll derive from this. He'll infer from this that I'm taka giving him a fresh barrel of wine, which is not contracted out. That's true. But the achzakas toiva is real. Because I really sincerely would give it to him anyway, even if it wouldn't be contracted out. And that's what the Gemara says, and it's mutter, because belav hochi, I would have done it anyway. Tosis asks, the chayit is steered to the next Gemara, which is the end of the Mechaba. The Mechaba says that they're walking on the way, they're walking out, and the Gemara even says, the way the Moray met each other, and he went out of his way and said, no, I'm not coming from you. I would have, had I known that you were here, you were coming to the city, I would have gone out to meet you. But I didn't know you were coming, I'm not going out to meet you. That's what he told him. So Tais is, why do you have to say, and Gemara has a whole hishtalshes, is that Gnev Estas, or is that who it is Asmai? In fact, Tais is, forget that. It's not Gnev Estas for the other reasons. It's not Gnev Estas because Balav Hachi, he's doing it anyway. Had he known that the guy was coming to the city, he would have gone out to greet him. So anyway, it's a sincere gesture. So why is that considered Gnev Estas, if not for a new het of who it is Asmai? And in the first Gemara, by the case of the Chavius, Veir Ula says that if I would have done it anyway, I'm sincere, I want to be Mechavid, and Veir Ula says it's permissible. How come there we apply the heta of Balav Hachi, I would have done it, and by the case of going out of the city, we don't have this heta of Balav Hachi. And in that, Taisi says the following Hagdar. It's a beautiful Hagdar. Taisi says that when you taka being Mechavid the person, by the case of Ula, and when you opened up the bar, he was taka trying to be Mechavid Rabbi Yehuda. Novos, the kibud wasn't as great as it seemed, because it was already contracted out. But he really, even if it wouldn't have been contracted out, he would open up the new barrel. So the Maisa is a Maisa Emes. It's a Maisa of Kibbut that he had sincerity to. He wants to be Mechabedim in this Eifen. Mashenkin, when you walk out of the city, it's true, had I known, I would have taka come out to greet you. But the Maisa, I didn't know. So when I was walking out, I wasn't walking out to greet you. My Maisa while walking out was trying to travel to the next city. Now I can't invoke this set and say, well, if I would have known, I would have done it anyway. My Maisa wasn't a Maisa of Kibbutz. So to cover it up and pretend that I am being Mechabed you with it, that is Gnev Estas. That's a Maisa Shek. I wasn't trying to be Mechabed you. Ula, the vote wasn't Ula, is that he was really being Mechabed by opening up a new barrel. Because that was contracted out was irrelevant. He would have done that cipher. Was contracted out, cipher wasn't contracted out. That's Taisa's Hagdar. It's a beautiful Hagdar, but at least we see from there in Inyan that there's a major heta to be, you're allowed to do a maisa, even if grada, you don't lose from that maisa, but if you're sincere about the maisa, and you chuck, and you're taka doing the maisa kibbut, that is permissible. Until they ate into it, but the you still have the same problem, because if the guy believes that you went all the way from the city to me, which is more than to Salih 100 feet, then you're giving a false impression that you're Mechabin all the way, and you only Mechabin the last leg of the journey. So too with the Chasna, if you travel to New York a business trip, I'm sure the Chasna wasn't at the same place where your meeting of the business was. You had to travel to the Chasna, which could have been 15 minutes away, with a half hour away, but nevertheless, you're giving the false impression that you've been going to Das, that you came all the way from Lake, when it wasn't true. It means even an exaggeration, we're going to have... Sorry? Had you wanted to go to the Chasna anyway, and that was your intention, then l'chay you should, and that means your ma'isa kibbutz that you were doing was takafes Chasna, and happened to work out well for you, coincided with the business trip, that would be fine. Then you would have this heta.
He never really did. He's assuming that. He could have assumed something else.
It's the natural progression. When a guy comes to my Chasna, the night of my Chasna, I'm in a different town, and he's a friend who might travel to my Chasna, I have the right to believe that you're coming to my Chasna, just like the case of the Chavis Yain. I have a right to believe that you opened it up for me. It's only in the case of when you leave the city, that the Rosh says that you're missing an ingredient, make a taste, he knows that you're coming altogether. So the guy, the Chacham, jumped to the conclusion they must have known that I'm coming and they're trying to be Mechabini. So he was mad to himself to add that ingredient. Here, the guy is not an ingredient, he invited you to the Chasna, you know of his Chasna, you came to his Chasna, and that's going to be a Maisa of Gnev Estas. And Gnev Estas means even though there's a bulk, even though there's a partial, it's truth, but even the exaggeration, even something extra is a problem. Let's say, for example, you have you want to make somebody feel good. So you go over to him and you say that, I helped your kid a lot today, and you only helped him a little bit. Or you say, you know that thing that you wanted? I tried the guy, I must have called him 10 times already. to try to help you out. And in the meantime, you only called him 9 times. And if there's an inyan that it's going to be maksik toiva for that extra time, that's going to be a form of gneivas das. If the exaggeration is meaningful, then there's an inyan of gneivas das, even though the bulk of it is true. But that extra exaggeration, that extra hakzakas toiva bechinim, is a maksik gneivas das. Sorry?
Exaggerate, but it doesn't mean
because
he wants to. That's the way
he exaggerates. It's a real shock. Yes. Yes. If the guy is going to believe that Yitaka tried this so much, yes. What's the case?
In the case of the slum sale, so a guy buys a bar mitzvah present. So why is the value of the object the deciding factor whether it's gneivas das? Gneivas das has nothing to do with the value of the object. As to do with what you did to get this bar mitzvah present. This guy did not spend $50 out of his
he shared with me his
$50.
No. The second he bought that present, now it's worth $50. Now he's giving you a $50 present. I'll give you a marshal.
So he makes $25 an hour. He didn't take 2 hours worth of his wage. He took 1 hour's worth of his wage.
It's available, but right now he has $50. The benefit that he derived wasn't... The benefit that he derived from this item wasn't at the time of the gift. It wasn't the time that he gifted it to you that he made his revach from 25 to 50 because he faked you out to believe he got $50 worth of a matana and he's going to have this extra hakzakas toiva. That benefit he derived the second he walked out of the store. He got a $50 item for $25. Now he's gifting to you a $50 item, which is his.
I would say it's exactly like the case of the two people coming to me. Why did he decide that it's a normal zakah to have sales, right? So why did he decide it would have full price? Could have worked that way. No, it's not.
I don't know if that's so normal. Forget sales are the unusual.
Fine.
Right?
It may be only 1 month out of 12, but it's still, you know.
I don't know. Even if it's at the time of the sale, kosher cane, if the sale happens Shavuos time and the guy's giving the matana Chanukah, and he should know that you stock up and in your basement you put.
It's an old thing, but people feel interested.
I don't know if that's considered normal.
Why is it a check? A number of things you brought, when someone says something that wasn't correct, he said he owned it 9 times and he said 10 times. Cases you brought before with the insurance company, he said that it was residential, it was really commercial. Why isn't it called check?
It might be called checker, but we're not going into the Indian of checker. I'm only talking about the Indian of gneivas das. Checker, you know, maybe there could be other time for, but it will be an issue of gneivas das. By the mortgage company, any of these things that you get onto an insurance program because you have to work 25 hours a week for a company to be considered an employee and you don't make it, and you only work there 20 hours, whatever it is, and you get onto the program, that's going to be an Indian of mata akum, gneivas das, whatever. But any. Whether it be Sheker, you might have a problem with Sheker too, but...
In the case of like going to a customer, sometimes, you know, you go to somebody, what's the percentage? Let's say you go to a customer and you also have something else to do. You decided to go because of both things. You have to tell the person, you should not, if it's only your customer, I would never come. But I would start at both things.
Someone already in Montreal, when I said, he asked me the shaila as well. I don't have Agdar on it, but as I can tell you that if it was Zay Yachav, Zay and Yachav, you'll have a problem. I'll explain what I mean. If you would never have come for his chasna, but you would have come for the business trip anyway, even without the chasna, so you didn't need the tzir for the chasna, then I think I'm pretty confident you're going to have a problem. Because then it's you came for the business trip and the chasna was an add-on. If you tell me each one alone you want to come and it's only the tzir that caused you to come, I hear the shayla. I don't know.
What's the guy's going to feel bad? What's Agdar for that?
No, Agdar. You see that the Amari made the other Amari feel bad too, and that was permissible if there would be Gnevis Das. The only reason why he shouldn't have Zak Rava is because Huwe Tezatzma. But without Huwe Tezatzma, yes, you have to make him feel bad. Now, I'm saying it's cynical, but you can say, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy that I was able to make your chasna because I had a business trip anyway. So happy.
Yeah, I mean, what would you rather have? Not come at all? Or tell come here and tell.
Sorry?
It's still not true.
Why, you're not happy?
No, you want to go on to begin with it. You want
the other
business
trip. So I went to him and I said, I'm so happy I'm able to make a chasna because it worked out well with my business trip.
You're still doing good and stuff.
No, because I said it, my logic was because it worked out well with my business trip, which implies that I had not had the business trip. Why? I said, I'm so happy.
No, but isn't,
one second. Why? I know it's Matzai Shabbos. Well, why isn't that pashut? If I say I'm so happy I can make a chazak because it came with a business trip, why doesn't that imply that I'm only here because I was able to have a business trip on here anyway?
I'm so happy that the business trip was in the time of your chazak. I'm so happy that the business trip came in the time of your chazak. Meaning I'm coming for the business trip, and I'm so happy that that came the same time.
Okay, fine. Okay, fair enough. What happens if you have someone who calls you up and says, you know, I need this tomorrow. It has to be done by tomorrow. So you say, oh, for you? Okay, I'll have it done for tomorrow. For someone else, you would have it done today. But for him, it's going to be tomorrow. So that's going to be an issur k'nevis das. Because really, you would have done it anyway for everybody. So you're causing him to be maxed toiv on something.
People know already that it's just
I'm not so sure. I hear the Shaila. I'm not convinced that he did it in a way of Gnevis Das. He could have done it in a way of to be made of one another. But there are.
But isn't that saying by coming to a chasa when you're going in for a business trip and also by a guy that's walking into the, it's been a bigger kasha, but this guy is walking into the thing. You didn't open anything different. You have a separate section here. It's on Trefus just for a guy that walks in. Let him think what he wants to do.
No, if it's taco that the guy could be mad to himself, and he has no reason to believe that you're giving him only a kosher meat. And you can't, the Gemara has such a case, and Gemara says that's permissible. Same type of alumnus who hit his atzmai. But we're talking about a case where he has the right to believe. You sell the becheska shchuta, somehow it implies that you're selling him shchuta, and you're doing him a toiva, that will be a problem of Gnevis Das.
Today the Gnevis don't really know what's shchuta, what's in the table. They know kosher, they sometimes.
Okay, so you have to apply it to other examples. But you could have, at least, that case, you trafe up your supper and you're giving him the supper. You're giving him the cleaning later the supper. She feels good. She thinks that you're being mative to her. When it's not true, you only give it to her because it's trafe.
You got mitzvot as a gift.
Sorry?
You got the extra mitzvot as a gift. I give it over to the next person. I say, I got it as a gift. I'm giving it to you.
No, why? Well, I think the same. You have something which is shavak as of a minchas chinuch. It's a feel minchas chinuch. It's valuable. So you're giving over that value. You yourself don't need it because you have a second one. I personally don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, there's a lotion that people use to say, I'll try to do it for you. So how much do they really have to do to not have getting stopped?
He
says, in America, if you say, I'll try, that means you won't do it.
That's what Bokwe is learning. Bokwe came back from America to Europe, said, yes, and what you learned there? He said, I learned a few words in English. Well, I said, I learned that when someone says, I'll try, it means never. That was the same idea. But if you imply something, then obviously, why are you saying I'll try? Because you're trying to make him believe that you're really his friend, you're going out of his way for him, and you're really not. That's going to be a form of Gnevis Das. That will be a problem.
How bad does he have to go for this? Marshall, let's say, he's all busy. You have to make sure to pull him over to the side and tell him, by the way, I came anyways because I had a doctor's appointment with him.
That doesn't matter anytime, he's busy,
I don't know, there's a shiloh amongst the achronim. Are you allowed to be going of das for someone for a short period of time? I mean, in your case, let's say you don't want to bother him but a chasna, but at the shabbat brachas, you'll let him know, whatever it is, right? Are you allowed to be going of das even for a short period of time? In such a short period of time that he won't even be maksav toiv in that time. So you're never going to cause him to do anything but in his mind that he thinks for those few hours, a few days. Is that a problem of Gnevis Das? It's a chakir amongst the akhren, and they try to be raised back and forth. There's no akhren on that. All right, if that's the option you want to do.
La Lachi
should tell him that I'm like such a line, that I'm so happy I was able to make it because it. I was here for a doctor trip. You feel he's inaccessible? You want to say you're an oinus? I don't know.
No, I'm saying, but this chakir that you're saying matter of
faith. Oh, because it's only lizman. They're being raised back and forth. There's no akra. Then no one comes out with a heta. They're choyka. No one gives a heta. It's a shayla. No, it's not that they're machloek. They clear the shayla without akra. All right, let's try to cup around one more sif, and from the next sif we'll get more back to this sif.
brokers.
Oh, brokers. So if a broker is trying to fake out a person for a purchase.
I'm just a broker and I'm just showing you this is the house, whatever. Do I have to be in the part in every.
Because if I'll be a local. That the seller had to do it, so look, then you have to do it as well. Otherwise, you're being maxed out. That person should have. Now, not all members of the house you have to disclose. There has to be some mum that a person should not entertain. For example, if the house is 30 years old, he knows that it's not going to be as good as a brand new house. So if the windows don't open up 100% or different things squeak, I'm just giving an exaggeration. Obviously, you don't have to go through every single window and say, well, this window squeaks a lot, this window squeaks a little bit, this one is pretty good. You don't have to do that because expect it. You're buying an old house. You're buying a used car. He knows he's not getting a brand new Lexus. He understands that the car might not make the transmission. The engine might, you know, have a little noise, whatever. Maybe not banging, but whatever is considered the norm for that item. If it's abnormal for such an item, for such a product, then yes, and you have to disclose it. If you're not, then in economy, that's a problem of.
Do I have to ask the seller if she has to tell me all the months because I have to pass it on?
I don't think so. That's the seller's responsibility. In your situation, if you don't know, then you don't have to assume that there's a problem. You could be innocent about it. But if you know of a movement and a chanam, you have to disclose it. If you know that there's termites there, because from a previous report, yes, then you should have to disclose it to the buyer. Because it's something that a buyer might be marked and not buy, or he should know about it. It's something that he has to take into consideration. All right, let's go on to the next sif, and from there we'll get a little Havana back to sif vav. You're now allowed to tell somebody you have a jug of oil, and you say, oh, you can smear from this oil, v'reikon, and really the jug is empty. Because you're relying that he's never going to take you up on the offer anyway. And you're offering him food, either it's the suda that you offer, the suda rishayna, or it means, some refreshment explained it means yayin, that they used to give the oval during the shivitz in Mayavelis, they used to give him yayin, because it helps him out. That you talk is sincere about your offer, and it's really reikon, you have no yayin to give him. However, if you're doing it to honor him in front of others, then it's muta. Now let's first concentrate. There's really two halves of the sif. Let's first concentrate to the first part. From here, the sif says, you now go over to someone and have a jug of oil which is empty and say, oh, please, take some. And there's really nothing there, and you're just relying on the fact we'll never take you up on the offer. That is a form of gnevis das. And so too by the case of the oven. Now here it says even once. You now offer it even once if it's a fake offer. So how come in the previous sif, by lo yisarav imo she yisar imoy, it sounds like only if you yisarav, you insist, you constantly insist that he should come eat by you, or lo yabar lo b'tekrevis, you insist that he should take this from you, please, please take it. How come only if you insist, if you maftzeh boy is a problem, but if you just do it once, it implies that it's mutter. What's the difference between sifav? Sorry?
The first danger was food.
Correct. That is the chilek, but why should that be a nafkamina? Why, if there's food or not, should that play a difference if you're matim, if you're going to das, and the only reason why you're doing the offer is because you're relying on the fact he's not going to take you up on the offer? How come when you don't have the food even once is a problem, and when you do have the food, it's only if you really insist is a problem, but one time it's fine? And I would like to suggest the following chilek. All the achrona are bothered by this, everyone, from the beginning to the end. I'd like to suggest a pshat, which I believe is a Torah's Chaim's pshat. It's normal to go over to somebody, and this I think is a major heta. It's normal to go over to somebody, it's proper, and say, come eat by me. It's a gesture. You know, like we go over to someone and go, hello, how you doing? And then you walk by and you don't even listen to hear how he's doing, Daka. Just keep on going. But it's a normal gesture that a person does. Of course, if he would like to tell you how he's doing, I'm sure you'd stop and listen, I hope. But it's a normal gesture that you do, please come eat by me. That gesture, there's nothing fake to that gesture, because what really means that gesture? That gesture means, I like you, that if you will take me up on the offer, gladly I'll give you a meal. I know 99%, I'm willing to bet, the odds are you're never going to take me up on it, and in the Konami it's just etiquette, I'm just doing it to be nice, that's true. But he knows that too. It's a normal thing that one does, and if you do it once, he knows that all you're trying to say is, you're trying to be nice, and should that one in a million take him up on the offer, he'll come through and he'll taka give you a meal. Or he'll taka put you up for Shabbos. So that's permissible. However, if you don't even have the meal, in the case of the offer, the shetzeich shemen, you don't even have the shemen with you, and should he take you up on the offer, you're going to taka look foolish, you're not going to be mative to him, then that's a problem. because then you were going to das on that one in 100. You were going to das to believe that should he take you up on it, you'd come through, and you're really not there to come through. You're not prepared to come through. That is a Maisa Ganeves das. But if you have it, and you're trying to imply in your gestures to be nice, but if you take you up on the offer, it's fine. You weren't going to daita. That's all you meant, and that's all he understood. If you insist, please, oh come on, please, 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 and then he's going to get the wrong, and he's going to get the wrong signal. Maybe this guy really wants me for Shabbos. Oh, and you really don't. That is a problem, because then you tackle doing something abnormal, trying to get him and show a more. Of a hatovatin, you're trying to be mative to more, you're going to daita that you really believe and you really mean it when it's not the truth. You're always only banking on the fact he'll never take you up on the offer. That is a problem. So therefore I think it's a hetzer for a lot of cases in the workplace. You go over to someone and you say, just little things, if you talk and mean it, that means should he take you up on it, you'll do it, that's fine. If you're not, if you don't mean it, that's going to be a problem. If you insist and you imply and you try to display to him a kesher that's not there, that's going to be a problem. Let's say you have a chasna, you have an out-of-town chasna. You live in Lakewood. When you live in Lakewood, your first child you married off, you only invite 100 people in Lakewood. But now you make a chasna in Chicago, no problem. Oh, gewaldig. You invite, you take them to 4,700 mailing lists, you mail to everybody, everyone in Lakewood's invited. No problem. You know the person's not going to come anyway. That's going to be a problem of Gnevis Das. There's no way, you don't intend to invite that person. You're only doing it because you're banking on the fact that the guy is never going to show up. However,
but he will the Chicago.
No, I'm not if he will come, you're not going to bounce him out. But the vod is you.
The
recipients know that you're only inviting because it's a Chassan in Chicago.
The next time he won't invite you.
I hear.
The last one he didn't invite you.
I hear. I don't know. Maybe the relationship changed. I do think, however, I. I do think, however, that if the cheshbon is real, that means a person has a certain budget. He only can invite, let's say now, about pita kones rabbi seino, you only have 400 people at the chasna. So the 400 closest friends you invite. Let's say that's the cheshbon. When you're chasna in Chicago, you can already expect that of your 400 closest friends, 200 won't show up. So now you have a slot available for another 200 friends. So now you would invite them for the next 200. If the cheshbon is a real cheshbon, and Yitaka would like them to be the other 200 friends, if Yitaka would like all these people to show up, then in a chanami, I think that you would have a heta. But if you're only doing it because you wouldn't want all 4,700 people to show up at your chasna, you're only doing it because why not? What, you know, they're not coming anyway. It's, what is it, 33 cents, big deal. 37 cents, big deal. That's not a problem. That's going to be a problem of Gnevis Das. Now, let's just theorize with the end of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "V'moisa kedei lechabdo yitzmota." If you do it to be Mechaber him in front of other people are there, oh, you're a Chazer person, you're coming to be Mechaber this. He went all the way to bring him a meal in front of everybody. Oh, this person must be a Chazer. He's bringing him a meal. That's muta. You have to know why. Why is it muta to fake out the other people there? What's the het of Gnevis Das? Sorry? Correct. It should be Gnevis Das on the all the people who are present. That should be a problem with Gnevis Das. So Rabbeinu Gershom is Moisif. Rabbeinu Gershom says it's talking about where you really wanted to bring him the wine, just you didn't have enough time to bring it. That means your kavana is there. It means you're the person who you are holding by being mechaber this person. So the onlookers aren't going to get the false impression that you're being mechaber and bechinam, because you are so close to him and you are matched him enough that you would be mechaber him. So the onlookers are getting the right signal, so to speak. They're getting the understanding from this maisa that you are matched him and that's permissible. Rashi, however, just says the reason you let her do it is because God will create a breeze. The Achrayim Abala wears this heta of Kveda Bris that allows you to be going of Das. So even if it's not going on the onlook, it's going on him. But how are you allowed to be going of Das? Because you want to be Mechabit on God of Kveda Bris. And if you learn it's a Nisa Durabon, then maybe you can try to stretch like I've got other Inyanim of Kveda Bris. But, sorry? But you're doing something false. You have no intention of giving them a meal.
People are not honoring him more. And that's something that's
no, I'm saying, but so you're saying why it's mutter?
Why it's mutter?
Why I'm causing other people to honor him, shall I get in?
No.
They shouldn't be honoring him. This guy's really a nice fuck. And now I'm falsely giving the impression that I'm mechaber him. Oh, if I'm mechaber him, it must be his kosher. I'm giving the false impression, causing the other people.
Accomplish what you want to do. You didn't have to give him the guy in itself. The mission that you wanted to do is mechaber.
And
that's what you're doing.
And then I'm doing, but I'm doing it on the cheshbon of being going of das to everyone there.
Going of das
I know, the Rebbe Das is on everyone there. All the people there think that he must be kosher, so they'll be mechaber him too.
I'm worried about the other people that I'm going to das. All the onlookers are going to think that he must be very cautious, and they'll be mate of him as well.
He wants to be machshav.
No, if you tell me like a benedict, and they really want to be machshav, then he would be
machshav. No, for me, he's not kosher. He's kosher for everybody else.
Why is he kosher for everyone else? Only because everyone thinks he's kosher. Because you, a kosher person, I'm machshav
him. Kosher enough that everybody else should be machshav him. For me, he's not kosher. But for everybody else, it should be.
I explain
a little differently.
Yes.
If he was the only person in the room, you wouldn't do it. But if there's other people in the room, you feel incumbent on yourself to give them a covet.
And then you're sincere about the cover that you're giving him.
Right, that's what I mean.
I hear. Okay, fine. Let me just finish with one more halacha, which is a zaya. That
you keep on talking about the rabbi, but he was master. What about the guy himself? And Rabbi Gershon himself won't apply for
it. Enochanami, you have to deal with it. There's a way to get out of it, but I don't really have the time. But enochanami. Just to finish one more heta, the zaya Hakadosh has a heta that for limud haTorah. And for Shimush Chachamim, you're allowed to be going of Das. So you're allowed to somehow get your way in to an Adam Gadol through devious means, whatever it is, and the amount of people, you tell the Shamish, when the Gadol told me I should come now, things like that, you're allowed to do it because, I don't know what the head the Gnoi is, but they bring out the Zohar that, and they have Maisim in Gemara, Keseda, how they were mat to people in different Nefanim to learn Torah, to get Shemush from a Gadol, to observe an Adam Gadol, which itself is a form of Gadol Shemusha, and that the Zohar says it's permissible. Sorry? Can I lie? How's that going to help you? Chavus the Talmud beer. No, that you're being matiana to learn with someone else.
We're
trying to get your friend the kavusa. I don't know about that. It's the God. I was talking about for yourself. I don't know if you could stretch that to somebody else. But for you, that's a heta that you're allowed to for limud haTorah. I don't know why that has a special dispensation, but for limud haTorah, you're allowed to do it. Good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.